Over a dozen state legislators and dignitaries were welcomed in at the I-500 pre-race reception at Kewadin Casino and Resort Friday evening by Linda Hoth, executive director of the Sioux Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Mayor Don Jerry. They met with local leaders and I-500 officials and volunteers to discuss further improving the I-500 track and grounds. That's the compelling story here, right? As well, when we talk about the I-500, this started out with visionaries in the community that grew this race the past 55 years. To expand the versatility of this footprint of the I-500 is just going to be amazing. To use the grounds for different sporting events, it gives the area a lot of opportunities for the region. I recognize the overall economic impact to the area, Kelly Wolgamott, interim vice president of Travel Michigan, said. The idea of the one-mile oval track was dreamt up in 1968, and 1 year later, the first I-500 snowmobile endurance race took place. Over five decades later, the I-500 property is going to get a facelift. In the coming years, work will be done to bring in year-round tourism to the area. Some of the improvements include new roads, parking lots, a new vendor facility, and other ways to make the track usable every month of the year. This past fall, the Sioux Area Convention and Visitors Bureau and the City of Sault Ste. Marie received a $2.5 million grant to improve and renovate the famed racetrack. Senator John DeMoose was one of 16 legislators who attended the reception and took to the podium to push for getting more funding. "We were able to get some state money for this. And this is going to do nothing but grow and grow. We are 55 years in now. This is a really important thing that puts Sault Ste. Marie on the map. And as you, so many great things are happening up here, but people just don't know about them," DeMoose said. "We have 16 legislatures from across the state here. They need to see this, the I-500 race and grounds, because we are chasing money for this. This is a very important thing that helps put Sault Ste. Marie on the map."